The Pastor's Podcast with the Reverend Richard Brunton.
Hello, welcome to the Living Hope Pastor's Podcast. Today I want to take the opportunity to share with you something of the way that Living Hope came into being, how it's developed and to some degree where it's heading as well. As you know, many of you, Living Hope is the ministry that God opened up for me and for my wife Elaine in 1994. It's in fact 25 years ago as I make this podcast today. And 25 years ago, one had started a walk through a very difficult time. I had been in ministry, I had pastored a church, I was pastoring another church, and things came to a sudden end. There was the sense among some that the ministry that I was in, the church I was in, could not sustain a full-time pastor, and therefore it would be necessary to go back to work. Well, not that you don't work as a pastor, far from it, but to go back to secular work. And in my heart, I knew that that was not what God was calling me to do. It wasn't to be rebellious. It wasn't to ignore the fact that there were indeed challenges within the setting I was in. But I had a very clear sense that God's call was still upon my life, and that if it wasn't to be expressed in the way that it had been, then I needed to trust God for other things. And one of the things, and I want to say this particularly to you who are pastors and leaders, just allow God to shape your call. You can have a call. You can have a very deep and real sense that God is setting you forth into ministry. But it may not be quite as you think. When I was a teenager growing up and had this call, I could only think of the shape of a pastor. But now, of course, we can see that there are pastors, there are evangelists, there's ministrators. There's very many different ways that people can be serving the Lord Jesus Christ, fulfilling their call. And it must not be narrowed into this is the only way it's going to happen. Well, it was a painful journey because I can remember God opened a door for me to travel to Africa, to Kenya, and literally to have just one name and a telephone number on a piece of paper. And clearly that was a massive step of faith. But as I went out on that journey, God began to open many doors. And one of the things that became very apparent was that there were many, many pastors who'd never received any training. They had churches, they had people, they had zeal and love for Christ, but they didn't have any biblical theological training to prepare them as to how to share the word of God, indeed, how to be leaders. And there was a very real sense that God was calling me to a new thing. Not to be the pastor of a church, but to be someone who would seek to pioneer, go into situations, find leaders, find pastors who needed to be trained, who needed to be mentored, who needed to be encouraged to develop and grow in the gifting and calling that God had given to them. And that has extended now to about 30 countries, several African countries, some European countries. We have good relationships with people in India, in Pakistan. We have a good friend in Nepal. We have people in South America now, in Ecuador, in Colombia, in Peru. And the burden is the same. How can we be equipped to be the leaders that God's calling us to be? And how can we be sure that we are expressing our calling in the particular way that God has led us and directed us to? You know, there are lots of problems when an evangelist tries to be a pastor. And there's lots of problems when people are teaching and they have no real knowledge of the Word of God. We need to be able to function according to how the Lord has prepared and led us. Well, the ministry has grown, and one of the things that's been very important is to see that it's God's ministry, not mine. And so finding people that one can delegate and share the work with, and now we have people who are able to pick up responsibility in many of the countries that I had the privilege of pioneering. And as for the future, well, we look to God. I certainly have no intention of retiring, because I believe God's call is for life. Preach the word. Be instant in season, out of season. Reprove, rebuke, correct. Train in righteousness. Point people to Jesus. He is our Saviour. He is our Lord and God. He is our living hope. God bless you, and join us as we celebrate the 25 years of the grace and mercy of God developing this ministry. Praise the Lord.
If you'd like to contact Richard, please visit our website at living-hope.org.uk.